Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John. Finn at offbeatoregon.com, and this is the Offbeat Oregon History Daily Podcast. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. Portland's Riverview Cemetery is the state's oldest nonprofit cemetery, dating back to 1882. It's full of stones with names on them that will be familiar to any local resident: Corbett, Weinhard, Ladd, legendary suffragist Abigail Scott Duniway, and her brother, Harvey Scott, the fiercely anti-suffrage editor of the Portland Oregonian, are also buried there. Oh, and there's also Virgil Earp. Earp, of course, is the brother of Wyatt Earp, the other of the two marshals who famously cleaned up Tombstone, Arizona, in the Battle of the OK Corral. What is Virgil Earp doing buried in Portland, a city he'd been in, so far as we know, only once in his life? That's what Oregon pop historian Ralph Friedman wanted to know after he learned of the lawman's presence there. Here's what he learned from his research. Virgil, born in 1843, got married to a woman named Ellen when he was very young. Still, the couple had time to produce just one child, a girl, Nellie Jane, before the Civil War broke out and Earp went off to fight in the Union Army. During the war, Earp was shot and wounded. A report came back to Ellen that he was dead. Considering herself a widow, she remarried and moved to Oregon in 1864. When Earp was discharged from the army the following year, he found the burden of his domestic obligations had been lifted, shall we say, so he went west and became, with his brother, a legend of frontier peacekeeping. Well, exciting and rewarding as it was, the position of Wild West frontier cop was not a job that a fellow can expect to retire in. Earp himself made it about 15 years before he was forced into retirement, shall we say, by gunfire. In his role as Tombstone's town marshal, Earp caught a bullet in his leg in 1881 at the OK Corral, and the following year he was ambushed by outlaws as he walked past a lighted window. This last incident ended his career in law enforcement as two loads of buckshot tore into him, one ripping a hole in his side and another permanently ruining one of his arms. It is a rare man who's tough enough to soak up two shotgun blasts like that. But apparently, Virgil was up to the challenge. Earp went to convalesce in California. He later moved back to Arizona, and it was there, in Prescott, Arizona, that his daughter, Nellie Jane, found him. They started writing to each other frequently. He'd remarried to a woman named Allie Stevenson, whom he had apparently met in California, but she doesn't much come into the Portland story. Then, in 1899, one of Nellie Jane's daughters came down with pneumonia, and Earp came out to be at his granddaughter's bedside. He was there, in Portland, for 2 weeks, making a big impression on his grandson, George Law, whom historian Friedman actually tracked down and interviewed in 1976, when he was 90 years old. Quote, "A powerful big man," Law told Friedman. "He wasn't fat. He was broad-shouldered. His right arm hung like a rag." 6 years after that, Earp died at the age of 62 while pursuing a gold mining opportunity with Wyatt in Goldfield, Nevada. Allie, Virgil's widow, sent a telegram to Nellie Jane. If she, Virgil's only child, wanted his body, she'd have to come and get it because his brother Wyatt was claiming it. Nellie Jane's son-in-law, Alex Bertrand, immediately went to Nevada and retrieved the casket. Which is why you will find Wyatt Earp buried in the Bertrand family plot at Riverview Cemetery, in a city he'd never lived in and only visited once. But the Oregon roots of his daughter and his grandchildren were strong and deep. And the places Earp had lived, except maybe California, hadn't been particularly kind. He'd been shot at least 3 times, had been through the most unrelentingly awful war in American history, and had died at a fairly young age. After such a wild and restless life, it's a real poetic justice that his bones are resting in a place where he's never had to shoot at anyone, surrounded by family and friends. After all, it's that kind of peace that a good lawman like Virgil Earp fights to bring about. This story was first published on September 27th of 2010, under the headline, "Why Legendary Old West Lawman Virgil Earp is buried in Oregon. Key sources included works by Ralph Friedman, RiverviewCemetery.org, and Randall Fletcher. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. What you're listening to is one of nearly 300 newspaper columns published between 2008 and today. Since 2008, Offbeat Oregon has grown to include a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, a fleet of Pinterest boards, a ton of great historic photos, and a bunch more stuff that you can explore by mousing over the row of little square badges that you'll find at the top of our anchor page, which is at offbeatoregon.com. Visuals that go with today's story can also be found at offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources for this story. The podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band. It was written by Carmen Ficarra. It's called The Old Man's Waltz. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Got an idea for a show I should do or just want to say hi? Email me, finn@offbeatoregon.com. Also, if you're going to be in town near Oregon State University with time for a cup of coffee, let me know. Or just stop by the next Stumptown Stories show at the Jack London Bar in Portland. For the schedule of those, see offbeatoregon.com/events. Our next show will be coming your way around 6 a.m. Thursday morning, and until then, go fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.